instead of worrying about what could go wrong, change your thoughts to what could go right. When you change the negative thoughts into a positive one, it eliminates the negative one. Roy T. Bennett. Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Nur al-Din, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it. You have got to change your mindset. I'd love to use this quote and spot the light on the fact that most of English learners have negative thoughts about their ability to have a conversation or even being able to be fluent, as if it's something that only native speakers can have. If you really think that, so let me put it to you this way. You're absolutely wrong. Sorry for saying that. You can be as fluent as a native speaker, man. I gotta ask you a question though. Have you ever asked yourself what the difference between you and the native speaker is? Of course you're gonna tell me, because they live in a place where people are using the language anytime, anywhere, right? Guess what? I couldn't agree enough with you, but it's not the full answer. Besides the point that they use the language on a daily basis, they also don't focus on learning the grammar, going through exams and things of that nature to see how their language is doing. Or they learn new vocabulary 2 days a week so they can talk with each other. Believe it or not, some of the native speakers, if not a lot of them, don't know what a pronoun or an adjective or even an adverb is. Instead, they focus on the spoken language. To make the long story short, they live the language. This is how kids develop their language, by getting totally immersed in the language. So be honest with me and tell me, do you really live the language? How much time of talking do you do per day? The answers for these questions determine how far you are from fluency. Start using English and change your negative thoughts into positive ones, like seeing yourself being able to talk fluently and automatically without being afraid of making a mistake. I heard someone once say, if you want to have something that you've never had, you have got to do something that you've never done. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.